We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He agreed to a deal this afternoon with the Browns, one of the first big free agents to come off the board after a tremendous early career in Atlanta. And now he's a Cleveland Brown, the new tight end, Austin Hooper. Austin, thanks so much for joining us, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. We're excited about what you're going to bring to this team. Tell us why you picked the Browns today.
I mean, I picked Cleveland because, I mean, I really like GM, really like Stefanski from watching his film from afar. And, you know, I believe in Baker. I think he's a really talented young quarterback. And just taking a look at all the pieces that are already in place on that roster, I mean, everything's there. It just, the way it was sold to me, just they were a couple pieces away from getting to where they wanted to go. So, I mean, it was just a really exciting opportunity for me that, you know, I thought would be foolish to turn down. So I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Austin, we're glad to have you, of course. And you look back at what Kevin Stefanski did in Minnesota, right, with his offense,
yeah.
So much 12 personnel, you know, playing multiple tight ends, having a lot of play-action pass. That's got to be something that you mentioned watching the tape and looking back at his history. But, I mean, like, he was one of the top 12 personnel teams in the entire league last season, so that's got to be appealing to you.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and already having David in place there, I mean, it's just the ability to have both of us just create some different matchup problems for the defense, and especially the two monsters that Cleveland already has on the outside. So, I mean, just the four of us out there together, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to find any defense that could play, you know, man-to-man against all four of us across the board. So, I'm really excited about the opportunity. That was one of the main reasons why I wanted to explore this thing further.
Austin, did they tell you that David Njoku would be back with you next season?
To be honest with you guys, I mean, no. I mean, I can't speak on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just you know, speculating. I mean, you'd be surprised how little we know. Like, I pretty much know as much as you do, I swear.
Is it weird, Austin? Was it weird, the process, by the way, with the climate we're in right now, with this whole, like, you know, the coronavirus,
yeah, no,
like, on lockdown?
Sure.
Yeah,
mean,
how was that?
I'm out here. Yeah, no, it's crazy for me. I might even have to get out of Northern California, because, I mean, they're talking about shutting down San Francisco and quarantining, you know, Alameda County, which is a county like 40 minutes across the water east, which is where I'm at, where my family's from. So, yeah, I might have to head to the hills or hit the airport or something, get up out of here. Because, I mean, they're talking about full shutdown for the next 3 weeks where, you know, even if I wanted to, I don't even know if I could make it out of town. So, yeah, I gotta get on my phone with my agent after I'm done with you guys and figure out, you know, what I need to do, because it's pretty crazy out here in Northern California right now.
Yeah, especially because, you know, we gotta all stay away from each other right now, and your side
no
of these
question.
Big contracts.
What do you call it? Social distancing.
Social distancing. Yeah, we got to be real careful. Obviously, it's really serious. Austin, I don't know if you heard, but just in the last 20 minutes, the Browns have signed another big free agent, Jack Conklin. Yeah, I mean, he just signed. You know, we were coming into this offseason on offense saying, hey, the Browns could use an upgraded tight end. They need a new left tackle. They need a new right tackle. Well, at least on paper, we filled two of those three holes. You talk about the guys on the outside. This is I mean, you look at the offense. You know, behind you, you got Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, I mean, on paper, it's pretty scary. So, I mean, I'm really excited to get to work. I mean, again, I don't know, you know, with the climate of things, I don't know when we can get to work. But,
sure.
I mean, I've been in contact with Baker. We're you know, God willing, if things go the right way, I mean, I'm planning on getting down to Texas where he's at and start training with him and start this whole process like I do with all the quarterbacks who I play with. Just, you know, get one-on-one time with them just on a field somewhere, you know, in the middle, you know, just to do work when no one's watching, you know what I mean? So yeah. Just we got to start building up that chemistry and that rapport. So, you know, again, I wish I could speak in more certain terms. I mean, with everything that's going on right now, the craziness, I can't give you guys too definitive of answers. But, you know, as soon as we can get to work, I'm really looking forward to it.
Totally understandable. We're all unsure of all the timelines. Austin, you said you spoke to Baker. What did he say to you about when you decided to sign here?
I mean, he was just really excited. You know, I mean, he's just, you know, just very optimistic guy, very charismatic guy. So, I mean, that's what kind of, you know, is a plus for me signing there. So, I mean, he was just excited. I mean, I can't say that word enough. I mean, just talking to him, just how excited we both were about the opportunity. We both just, you know, want to get to work. So, yeah. Once things get a little more crystal clear for everyone, we can really begin that process.
Austin, how did the process go? You mentioned it happened kind of quick, and it's different. You didn't get to come in for a visit, right? I mean, because the virus and all that stuff. So, like, again, this is your first time being a free agent. Like, walk us through a little bit how that had happened. Like, the phone calls, like, did you guys FaceTime with Andrew Berry and the staff, Stefanski and company? How'd that go?
I told my agent to pretty much handle all of it, to be honest with you guys. I mean, I was with a couple former Browns tight ends in Gary Barnidge and Jordan Cameron as a part of their foundation. So I was over there with those guys, hanging out, doing some charity work with them, you know, putting on a camp for kids and whatnot. So during that whole process, I was just like, hey, man, like, told my agent, like, I'm halfway across the world right now. Just, you know, you handle the business component, and when I get back, let's sit down and let's really, you know, dive into it a little bit deeper. And then the more and more we're looking at, the more and more Cleveland just made sense. So I'm really excited.
We're talking with Browns new tight end Austin Hooper. Austin, you know, it seems like looking from afar, you've really improved every year in the league, which is obviously a positive. I know last year you missed three games, but you were on pace, at least statistically, to have your best year yet. Do you feel like you keep getting better?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really kind of the goal for any player in the league, is just keep getting better. So, I mean, every year I've been in the league, there's been a clear linear trajectory in me just getting better and better. I mean, not just understanding the game, but physically, you know, producing in terms of, you know, catches, yards, and touchdowns and whatnot. So, I mean, I'm really excited to just continue to keep working. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about where you're drafted, it's about what you do. So, I mean, where you're drafted only really – no one cares after 2 years in the league. You know what I mean? It's about what do you do.
Right.
So every year, all I've done is just continue to improve, continue to be productive. And I think that's why, you know, the organization felt that I was, you know, a safe option for them. Cause, I mean, all I do is just, you know, get better and produce. So I'm just really looking forward to it.
I know you had mentioned you missed three games due to injury. Was it an MCL, a knee? I can't remember now exactly what it was.
Yeah. Partial tear of the MCL, the one that is self-regenerative. So, you know, no problems there whatsoever.
You're all healed up.
But yeah, all healed up, all good. You know, a little bummed because I was on pace for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
But, you know, 800 ain't nothing. You know, ain't a bad year either. But, you know, I'm really excited to, you know, God willing, have a full, you know, 16 or 17, however many games, you know, you know, just be out there, be available, and be productive. So I'm really excited.
He just agreed to terms with the Cleveland Browns. Austin Hooper, who's a free agent from the Atlanta Falcons, now joins us. Austin, you know, the Browns, again, have two excellent running backs, of course, and being a tight end, you're going to have to block a little bit now. You're not going to get maybe quite as many targets as you got in the past.
That's the nature of the position, yeah.
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, talk about that a little bit, how you're going to, you know, come in here and probably be asked to do maybe a little bit more blocking than you've done in the past.
Well, it's interesting because when I came in, all I did was block, and they labeled me as a blocker, and then I started catching touchdowns, and then they said I couldn't block, and I was just a pass catcher. So it's interesting. You know, everyone who played, you know, JV high school football has their own opinion, but – you know, the real decision makers who put teams together know what I can do, and I can do it in the run game and in the pass game. So I think that's why, you know, they wanted me here.
Austin, who was your – did you have a tight end when you were a kid or even in college that you looked up and wanted to emulate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, growing up watching Antonio Gates and, the GOAT, Tony Gonzalez. And then when I was in high school, that's when, young Gronk was out there doing big things. And then, Jimmy Graham, when he was with the Saints, and with Sean Payton, was crushing it. So, I mean, there are a lot of good guys that really kind of, popularized the modern position, because back in the day, it was really just block, block, block. And if you catch three, maybe four passes, you had an incredible game. And now the standard is, if you aren't putting up 100 yards or more every game, you're getting held to the standard of a receiver. So it's interesting how the position has changed in such a short amount of time. But, I'm really excited.
Austin Hooper's with us. Austin, what do you think about, maybe splitting out and having looking to your left and you have Odell Beckham Jr.?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Right?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be mad about it. I mean, I played with a superstar receiver in Atlanta, and just the amount of respect those guys get, it just, obviously it opens up, a lot of things for a lot of other players on the field. I mean, speaking on, where I did my 4 years in the past, having Julio on the field opened things up for Sanu, opened things up for Ridley, opened things up for myself, opened things up for Devontae Freeman. So, I mean, special, truly special players in that caliber, like Odell, like Jarvis, they allow other people to get more favorable matchups and be in more favorable situations, especially coming down the red zone. So, I think it's kind of a little smoother transition for me because I've already been with a like that in the past. So, just looking forward to it.
We're talking with Browns tight end Austin Hooper. I mentioned, Austin, that you had another new teammate when the Browns signed Jack Conklin about 30 minutes ago. You have another new teammate. The Browns have just signed Case Keenum, a veteran quarterback. We've been talking a lot about the Browns adding a veteran quarterback Baker.
I got to get off the phone with you guys. The longer I talk, more teammates I miss.
Better for you to stay on with us, I think. We'll give you the updates.
Yeah, I know. Right. I need to find a screen somewhere. I'm sitting in an office right now. I need to find a screen.
So what do you think about that? Obviously, Baker's a young quarterback, and you always want a quality backup. Case Keenum's been a starter. He's had some success in this league. What do you think about that move?
Was he with Stefanski up in Minnesota? Is that
he was?
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. And I was trying to wonder where. All right, I got it now. But yeah, I mean, it's never bad having a veteran presence in there. I mean, even with Matt Ryan, there's Matt Schaub, an even older, more experienced quarterback. So I mean, it's always good to have a an older guy in the offense, who's really been bred in the system and who understands everything within the system, has answers to every defensive, quirk out there, and understands within the system what to check to and how to get into certain plays, how to get out of certain plays. And I think that would be, I think Case, I obviously don't know him, so it's hard for me to really speak about him at this point, but I feel like he would be a great, be a great conduit for Baker just to help him understand, being in this newer offense.
Austin, what do you know about Cleveland? You know anything about Cleveland? I mean, just in terms of the city and the fans? Because I'll tell you this much. I'll give you a heads up.
According to Gary Barnes, Jordan Cameron, they say it's, best fan base in all sports. And, I mean, I remember when we played there and we lost you guys a couple years ago. I remember, I'm pretty sure it wasn't just all Falcons fans, but I heard, people chanting my name in the stadium. I was like, what the heck? These guys just love football. I just remember being in that stadium, and I was like, "Man, this place is special."
Well, Austin, you're gonna love it here in Cleveland. The fans are diehard. They've been through a lot.
I love it.
As you know, they've lost a lot of games, but they want to win. And when they do, hopefully you're a part of it. You'll get to see something special.
No question. That's what Jordan Cameron and Gary Barnes were talking about.
That's right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we used to have Gary on a lot because he used to come on and talk about them. He loves movies. We used to come on, bring him on and talk movies.
He's such a movie nerd. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Are you a Marvel movie guy or no?
Yes, but I don't think anyone is much of a Marvel guy as Gary Barnes. he's another level of passionate for sure.
No doubt. Austin, we appreciate you giving us the time on the day you signed. We're excited for you to join the Browns. Yeah. I know the fans are really excited. We really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, and hopefully we'll see you at training camp.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Appreciate you. Looking forward to starting this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There he is, Austin Hooper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.